From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is pressing regulators to implement the Wall Street rules that Congress passed 2 years ago. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that in a TV interview to Appear Today, he's pointing to J.P. Morgan Chase's $2 billion trading loss as proof the rules are needed.
Well, he says J.P. Morgan is profitable enough to withstand the loss. The president says a smaller bank may have required federal assistance.
This is why we passed Wall Street reform. This is the best or one of the best managed banks.
Right.
You could have a bank that isn't as strong, isn't as profitable, making those same bets, and we might have had to step in. And that's exactly why Wall Street reform is so important.
Mr. Obama told ABC's The View in an interview to be broadcast today that his support for greater financial oversight differentiates him from his presumed Republican challenger, Mitt Romney. Romney has called for less stringent regulations, many of which are still being written. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
François Hollande has been sworn in as France's new president. One of his first appointments, a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel to discuss the Eurozone's way through its mounting financial troubles. As Hollande takes office, Greek politicians are trying to form a government and avoid national default after an election left no party in the lead. Hollande will meet with President Obama at the G8 summit at Camp David starting tomorrow. A relatively new jihadist organization has denied it was behind massive bombings just outside of Syria's capital last week. The attack killed 55 people and injured hundreds of others. NPR's Kelly McEvers has a report on competing claims, including those from Syria's government.
A group calling itself Jabhat al-Nusra, or the Front for Support, says it was not behind last Thursday's explosions, which went off near a military intelligence compound. The denial comes after a video was released over the weekend claiming to be Jabhat al-Nusra and claiming responsibility for the attacks. The Syrian government says the attacks were the work of terrorists funded by the U.S., Britain, and Gulf countries. But opposition groups in Syria say there's no way such attacks could happen without some knowledge or even support from the government itself. Either way, the violence further complicates a UN-brokered peace plan for Syria that has now entered its second month. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Human Rights Watch says Iraq is still holding people at a Baghdad prison that was supposed to have been closed down last year. There were allegations of torture and abuse at the prison. The Iraqi Human Rights Ministry says the Human Rights Watch claim is inaccurate. The ministry says the prison was shut down more than a year ago. Facebook is upping the price range of its stock for its Friday initial public offering. Facebook now says it expects to sell shares for between $34 and $38 a piece. This is NPR. A bill to allow same-sex civil unions in Colorado has gone down to defeat for the second time in a week. The first time Republicans filibustered, now the bill has failed in a committee vote. Younger supporters of the bill, such as James Laurie, say it's only a matter of time before things change.
It just feels horribly unjust and unfair that people are being denied rights. And I think anyone of my generation understands this. And unfortunately, I think it's our generation is just going to have to take control and take the reins and make this right.
An attorney for opponents of the bill says same-sex civil unions should not be allowed because they will eventually lead to full same-sex marriage rights, which his group thinks would be wrong. The European Union's anti-piracy naval force says it has staged air attacks on pirate bases along the Somali coastline. From Nairobi, NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports this is the first such raid since the mandate of the EU force was extended earlier this year.
Commander of the European Union's naval operation against piracy, Rear Admiral Duncan Potts, says the aerial attack by its force on pirate skiffs should pile on the pressure and disrupt pirates' access to the sea. That should reduce their ability to hijack merchant ships and other vessels on the high seas along Somalia's long coastline and beyond. European naval helicopters hit pirate skiffs on the shore, the first since the EU authorized attacks on land. After weeks of surveillance, five rapid attack Somali craft were reportedly rendered unusable. Somalia's government is said to have supported the attack. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Nairobi.
This is NPR News.